Hello, Kevin here. Big Slang Theory, Season 8, Episode 2, Part A, the first half. Remember, these lessons are for you to deeply learn the content from a Big Bang Theory episode. I want you to really know what they are talking about and not just think you know what they are talking about. I am going to talk about the expressions and vocabulary that I think you don't know. I will repeat them, and all you have to do is listen to this as many times as possible. This will help you learn this content deeply. After you listen many times, you can watch the episode again with subtitles or without subtitles. Either way is just fine. And you will notice your understanding has improved a lot. We are learning deeply here. We are becoming excellent, advanced English speakers. This is not for beginners. So let's go. First phrase here, hey. As long as the baby's healthy. As long as the baby's healthy. As long as is basically saying if the baby's healthy or the baby has to be healthy. As long as the baby's healthy, everything is okay. Hard to translate this expression, but as long as. Another example. As long as you are going, I will go too. But if you're not going, I won't go. But as long as you are going, I will go too. Get it? Understand? As long as. Can you think of an example as long as? Basically, if you go, I will go too. As long as you go, I will go too. Moving on, next expression. I wonder if Stalin considered any other animals. I wonder. The verb here is I wonder if Stalin considered any other animals. Wonder is to be thinking about something or you imagine something. I wonder. I imagine if Stalin considered any other animals. So you're curious about something. I wonder where my girlfriend is. I haven't seen her in 4 days. She disappeared. I wonder where she is. Do you know where my girlfriend is? I wonder where she is. I wonder. To wonder is to not know the answer for something, but you would like to know the answer. I wonder if the pizza is ready. I wonder if the pizza is ready. I don't know if it's ready, but I wonder if it is. Next expression. A half-human, half-hippo soldier would be pretty badass. Badass is what? Badass would be pretty badass. Badass is just simply cool. Very cool. Something would be badass. Something would be very cool. Awesome. You are going to become a badass English speaker. A badass English speaker. Somebody who does something very, very good. I am a badass skier. I grew up in Colorado in the mountains. I started skiing when I was 5. I started snowboarding when I was 12. I grew up near the mountains. I'm a badass skier and snowboarder. I'm a badass. What are you a badass at? Are you a badass soccer player? Badass soccer player? Next expression. Phrasal verb. You would wind up with an army so cute it couldn't be attacked. To wind up with something. You would wind up with an army so cute it couldn't be attacked. To wind up is to basically have a result of something. In the end, you wind up with something. You wind up is you have a result. So here, they would wind up with a cute army. In the end, their result would be a cute army. If you went on a vacation and spent all of your money, you would wind up with no money. You would wind up without any money. Wind up. phrasal verb, to wind up. It means something would be the result. Yesterday, in the past tense, I wound up. Yesterday, I wound up at home by myself. The final result was I wound up at home by myself. To wind up. Did you wind up going to the mall yesterday? No, I wound up staying home. In the end, I stayed home. Next expression, next sentence. The answer is cuddly soldiers with big flat noses. Moving on. Two things here. Cuddly soldiers. What is cuddly? Cuddly comes from the word cuddle. To cuddle is to hug somebody, to be affectionate with somebody, to hug them, to be in bed. You cuddle. Sometimes after you are kissing somebody in bed, like adults do, then you cuddle. Women like this more than men. They like cuddling after sex. Guys like sleeping after sex. To cuddle. Cuddly soldiers would be cute, affectionate soldiers. Moving on, another phrasal verb is moving on at the end of the sentence. Moving on. Sheldon says, moving on is to continue. Because Sheldon knows everything, he says moving on. There's no need to talk about what he said. He has the right answer. Moving on, continuing. So now, moving on to the next phrase. Did you get a chance to look over the materials I gave you? Did you get a chance to look over the materials I gave you? To look over is a phrasal verb. What does it mean to look over something? To look over something is to read something quickly, not to read deeply. It's to scan something, to read it quickly. Please take this document and look it over. You can separate it. Look it over. Look over this document to see if everything is okay. You don't have to go deeply, but you have to look at it quickly, make sure everything is fine, to look it over. Also to scam. To skim something is a synonym. To skim a document, to look over a document. Basically, to read a document, but doing it quickly. Please look over this contract and make sure everything is okay. Please look over this contract and make sure it is okay. Look it over and make sure there are no mistakes. Moving on, next one. I'm sensing awkwardness. Am I right? Awkward. What is awkwardness? I'm sensing awkwardness. Am I right? Awkwardness between two people is a strange feeling, not comfortable feeling. There's a problem. You don't want to talk about it. You feel awkward. I'm feeling awkward around my boss right now because I think I did something wrong. But he's not telling me. But every time I go into his office, I'm sensing an awkwardness. Something is strange. Something is uncomfortable. Awkward. You can hear sometimes saying awkward. This is awkward. This is strange. This is a strange feeling. If you're at a table with a group of people, somebody says something that is offensive or crazy, you would say awkward. This is awkward. People are feeling weird now. You just made everybody feel awkward. There was an awkwardness at the table. Next phrase. It seems like you could use this time to get a head start. Penny could be getting a head start before she starts her job. What is a head start? What does it mean to get a head start? To get a head start is to do something before you actually have to perform so you can have a lead or you can be better prepared. You can start first, a head start. If she prepares for her job before she starts, it will be a head start. She will be more prepared before she starts. She will be ahead. She will be in front of typical knowledge if she just went to work without preparing. Another example of head start. You're going to race your little brother, and he's obviously slower than you. So you give him a head start. Give him a head start. You say go. He runs for 5 seconds, and then you start. So you gave him a head start. He got a head start. Give him a head start. I need a head start. Okay? Next phrase. But imagine how impressed they'd be if you showed up already familiar with the material. So this is a head start. If Penny showed up already familiar with the material, that would be a head start. And what is showed up? To show up is a phrasal verb. They would be impressed if she showed up already familiar with the material. To show up is simply to arrive, to appear, to show up to work, to arrive at work. What time did you show up at work this morning? What time did you show up at the party yesterday? She showed up at 9 p.m. Or maybe she didn't show up. She didn't show up at all. She didn't show up. Where was she? I don't know. She never arrived. She never showed up. Who knows? Next phrase. Okay, so what? You want me to be like a teacher's pet? What is a teacher's pet? A teacher's pet. You want me to be like a teacher's pet? Well, a pet is like an animal, a dog, a cat. A pet is an animal you have in your house. A teacher's pet is that student that we all know who in class always helped the teacher. And people didn't like him because he was the teacher's pet. He did everything to impress the teacher. So here, imagine there's going to be a test, but the teacher forgets. And then one of the students say, oh, but what about the test? Are we not going to have the test today? And the rest of the class is, oh, come on, huh? What's your problem? That is a teacher's pet. Watch out for the teacher's pet. Sheldon is a teacher's pet. Actually, everybody was a teacher's pet because they're all nerds. Dr. Cooper, next phrase. Dr. Cooper, while you were away, we came up with a solution that would allow you to change your field of study. To come up with. What does it mean to come up with something? Simple, a phrasal verb, come up with. To come up with something is to create or invent. We came up with a solution. We created a solution. We imagined a solution. We made a solution to come up with. We need to come up with a plan. We need to come up with a plan when we are traveling. We need to come up with a plan. Come up with is to create a plan, to make a plan, right? Strange, but phrasal verbs are strange. Come up with, create. Come up with a solution. You need to create a solution, okay? Next one, pouting and running away actually worked, Sheldon said. Pouting, what is pouting? Pouting is a verb, to pout. To pout is basically to cry and complain like a child. The child pouts. They want something, they don't get it, so they pout. They cry and they complain. Oh, I want that. Oh, that is pouting. To pout. Pouting and running away. Running away is another phrasal verb. To run away is to leave a place because you were not satisfied with that place. So Sheldon was crying, complaining, and he left the city because he was not satisfied. He was having problems. He was pouting, and he ran away, and that actually worked, and he got a teaching job. That's why he said pouting and running away actually worked. Next phrase. Then I have to sit through lunch knowing the starfish is having a better day than I am. I have to sit through lunch knowing the starfish is having a better day than I am. To sit through lunch is basically to spend time or to do something you really don't want to do, but you have to sit there, sit through a time, sit there and be patient and wait. I have to sit through another meeting. This meeting is boring and useless, but I have to sit through this meeting. I don't want to sit through this meeting. This meeting is boring, but I have to sit through it anyway. Okay? Next phrase. Well, ever since she helped me get this job, she won't stop bugging me. To bug somebody. She won't stop bugging me. To bug somebody. Bug is like an insect. To bug somebody is to annoy them, to irritate them. You are bugging somebody, you are irritating them. My coach always bugs me. He's always irritating me. She's a irritating, annoying person. She doesn't stop bugging me. Could be a thing too. That sound is bugging me. That sound is really bugging me. The dogs barking at night really bug me, stupid dogs. Stop bugging me, you damn dogs. To bug me. What bugs you? Anything specific bug you? A noise, a sound, a person, traffic, lines. Lines really bug me. Next phrase. I told you, they'll be right out. They'll be right out. They will be right out. What is that, right out? That makes no sense. Right out. To be right out means they will come here very, very soon. We will be here right. They will be right out. Where are you? Where are you? I'm looking for you. Oh, I am in the bathroom, but I will be right out. I will exit here very, very soon. I will be right out. An expression. Right out. I will be right out. Next phrase. Usually when someone's being talked about behind their back, it's me and it's right in front of my face. To talk about somebody behind their back is to talk bad about somebody, to criticize somebody when they're not with you. So you say, oh, hi, hey, how are you? I like you. You're great. You're such a good person. Yay, you're my friend. But when they leave, you talk to your friend next to you, say, wow, she's horrible. I hate that person. She's really stupid and fat and ugly and mean. But she's not there anymore. That would be talking about somebody behind their back, right? Don't talk about people behind their back. If you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. That's what my mother tells me. If you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. If you want to talk bad about somebody, say it to their face. If you don't have the courage to do that, keep your mouth shut. That's my advice. That's how I try to live. I don't like people talking about me behind my back, so I don't talk about other people behind their back. Next phrase. Hey, how'd it go with human resources? He asked. And they said, awful. Sheldon said, awful. Awful. Simply means horrible. Awful. Horrible. This food is awful. This beer is awful. Horrible. Synonym. Easy. Awful. What do you think is awful? Anything that's awful for you? It could be a thing, could be a person. Usually a thing. It just means it's very, very bad. It's horrible. How is the weather today? Oh, it's awful. It's windy, cold, raining. Awful. Next phrase. It's true that many of my heroes have taken students under their wings. To take somebody under your wing. It's true that many of my heroes have taken students under their wings. Wings are like a bird. A bird has wings. To take somebody under your wing, you can say wing, is to support them, to teach them, to basically be responsible for them. So you take students under your wing, under your wings, and you become responsible for them, teaching them, training them, making them a better person. You get a new job, and your colleague might take you under his wings. Because he's going to train you, take care of you, make you become a badass employee. Right? You will wind up being a badass employee. Next phrase, driving me crazy. It's making me crazy. Right? Not leaving me crazy. It's driving me crazy or making me crazy. Both work. To drive you crazy means to make you crazy, to frustrate you, to make you feel frustrated, irritated. Drives me crazy. She drives me crazy when she fights and yells and argues. She drives me crazy. This test is driving me crazy. It's too difficult. It's driving me crazy. What drives you crazy? Anything specific drives you crazy? What drives me crazy? Drives me crazy waiting in line. I mentioned that before. I really don't like waiting in lines. They drive me crazy. Especially at the bank, post office, in line for food, self-service lines, getting food, waiting for other people to take their food, and they do very slowly, and they put food on their plate very slowly. That drives me crazy. Next sentence. Outrageous. That's outrageous. Outrageous. What is outrageous? That's outrageous. Outrageous simply means something you think is not cool. It's crazy. It doesn't make sense to you. You cannot comprehend it. That's outrageous. I don't agree. Something is outrageous. Something is makes you shocked in a negative way. That's outrageous. She did that to you. That's outrageous. I can't believe it. That is outrageous. Can't believe she did that to you. That is outrageous. Outrageous. Strange word, huh? Outrageous. Has anybody done anything to you lately that was outrageous, that you couldn't believe? Extreme. Outrageous. Next phrase, no one signed up. To sign up for his class. No one signed up for his class. To sign up is to register. Maybe you knew that. Pretty easy phrasal verb, to sign up. Sign up for a class. You sign up for a class. You sign up for a program. Or you sign up to a website, right? You sign up to something. You sign up for, either one works. Sign up for a free ebook, they tell you online, to sign up. Next phrase, apparently I have a reputation for being obnoxious. Obnoxious is simple. It means you are Sheldon. Sheldon is obnoxious. If you think of somebody, if you want to know the definition of obnoxious, that is Sheldon. Irritating, different, weird, strange, annoying, funny sometimes, very unique, but also Sheldon. Sheldon is obnoxious. He can be obnoxious. Do you know anybody that is obnoxious? That is just a complete character. Obnoxious. The cookies, next phrase. The cookies are named after a town in Massachusetts. To name something after something else is to give the name to another thing. I am named after my father. It's not true, but sometimes people are named after their father. Their father's name is Jorrigo and their name is Jorrigo. So they're named after their father. These cookies are named after a town in Massachusetts called Newton. Newton, Massachusetts. They are named after the town. Fig Newtons are not named after Isaac Newton. They are named after a town in Massachusetts, Newton. Who do you know that is named after a city? Or maybe a holiday. I know somebody, his name is Natal. He's named after the holiday Christmas. In English, it would be Christmas. His name is Christmas, which would be obnoxious. If your name was Christmas, that's obnoxious. But in Portuguese, Natal, that works. He's named after a holiday. Last phrase, take that back. You take that back. Sheldon gets very upset and he says, you take that back. That means he was offended by something and he wants the person who said that to apologize. To apologize to him, to take those words back. To take the words back, to return the words because they are offensive. Somebody says, you are fat. And you said, take that back. Don't say that. I'm not fat. Take those words back. Okay, that's it. Listen to this. Hopefully it's not too boring. Just listen, pay attention, repeat, again, listen, repeat. That's all. Learn with your ears. Learn by listening. Become a badass in English. See you next time.